this time last year, COVID-19 testing was one of the few tools we had to monitor and contain the spread of coronavirus. Now, much of the focus has shifted to vaccination efforts, but testing is still important. In a moment, Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill will report on how the state's strategy has evolved. But first, Nicole Leonard recently spent time at a testing site in Hartford.
An area of the parking lot at the Coppell Community Sports Center is sectioned off with orange cones to make way for a drive-through COVID-19 testing station. When Carlos Rodriguez pulls up just after 1 o'clock, there's no line.
All set. Your results will be in 2 or 3 days. All right. Have a good one.
The entire process, including registration and a self-administered nasal swab, takes about 15 minutes. Rodriguez is then on his way back home.
Like right now, I got tested because I work at the restaurant. I'm a little sick, but I know it's a common cold. But to basically make sure, I just wanted to get tested.
Residents say testing still provides some peace of mind, especially while they wait to become fully vaccinated or because they need to be cleared for work, school, or travel. But in recent weeks, daily testing levels have fallen from where they were in the fall and winter.
It used to be a busy day was like 200 people or more.
That's Patrick Wiley, a support staff worker with Community Health Center, Inc., which runs the testing site.
Now, I mean, today was maybe a little bit busy around lunchtime when we had, 10 or so people to register at the same time.
Jessica Herrera oversees the center's COVID-19 testing efforts in Hartford. She says testing is still a necessary step considering the fast spread of coronavirus variants and people letting down their guards.
Everybody's getting out and back into their normal lives again, but it's just more possible contamination.
Herrera says the health centers have no plans as of right now to scale back their services. Health providers encourage anyone with COVID-19 symptoms to seek testing. In Hartford, I'm Nicole Leonard.
And I'm Patrick Scahill. As of early April, a rolling 7-day average showed about 30,000 COVID-19 tests performed each day in Connecticut. But those numbers are down from daily averages in the fall and winter. Josh Jabal, the state's chief operating officer, says testing numbers have bounced around in recent weeks, sagging at times, but also increasing when cases spiked.
I think you've seen a mix to some degree. We have a lot of hospitals are kind of testing everybody that's coming in or out of the hospital for procedure. It's maybe dropped off in some other areas, but the volumes overall still give us a very good pulse of the activity across the state.
Jabal's office says the state is no longer seeing large testing lines and pop-up clinics like they did around Thanksgiving, and that testing has shifted more to medical settings and people who are sick. But Stephen Kissler, a research fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, says doing rank-and-file surveillance testing in the community remains key to controlling COVID-19.
If we start seeing clusters of cases emerging in places where we wouldn't expect them to, that gives us a lot of information that tells us that we might want to look there for a variant of concern. And the more testing we're doing, the more quickly we'll be able to pick those sorts of things up.
Amish Adalja, a senior scholar and physician at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, says as more people are vaccinated, testing demand will probably drop off. But, he says,
testing could still play a major role. If we could get, for example, cheap home tests where people could test themselves every day and know their status, I think we would come a long way to opening things back up safely, but this has sorely been lacking from the very beginning. I think that testing has been basically the original sin of this pandemic. We've never been able to do it well in the United States.
And with more than half of the state's population still unvaccinated and many kids still not eligible for the shot, Adalja says testing will stay with us for a while, even as more people get their vaccine. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.